Brian mentioned, my name is Tom Rushnies. I work for Chumbo Corporation. I'm the project manager for this particular project. It's my responsibility to lead a team through the process of getting it designed, permitted. The permits have been sent in for the permit, and we're working on the final design and ultimately get this site developed so that we can have a module fabrication facility here in early 2008. Also with me is Parker, and he'll be getting more into the specifics of the dredging because of the extensive background in marine construction. But I want to just give you a brief overview of the project and what we're endeavoring to do. And like Brian said, we're here to get input to and hear your concerns, questions. We've got a schedule we want to work on. We want to hear what you've got to say and try to work out something that we can all live with. For those of you who don't know, Chumbo is a Maine-based company. We've been in business for nearly 60 years. We're an employee-owned company. Many of us, most of us, grew up here in Maine, Maine natives, and want to continue to work here. Our main business is we construct projects for people. People hire us to build things, whether it be bridges, industrial projects, or a number of other things, power projects. Historically, when somebody wanted a project built, they'd call you up, you negotiate a contract, and then you'd go to their site, you'd move your people, your materials, your equipment, and you'd go to their site and do their project for them. Needless to say, moving all that equipment and people and stuff is very expensive. Over the years, we have done some modular-type construction, but not a lot of it, but it's picking up speed. And when I say modular, that's like a modular home, where you figure out what you want, you get somebody to build it, and they build it in a fixed base location under tight quality control. They utilize people that don't have to move around and live in hotels and whatnot, and using a fixed base labor pool, and they build it, and it's much more economical. You have the transportation costs, but that's more than offset by the savings in building it in one place. We've done some modular projects. The other thing we're working on is we're trying to bring work to Maine. And probably many of you have heard some of the work that we've done associated with the drill rigs in Portland. And currently we've got a couple of boats down there, ships that we're working on, that we're started down south. And because of the workforce here in Maine and a good work ethic, which I know I'm very proud of, we were able to land those contracts and bring them up here and finish refurbishing those boats. But we're tapping into the local workforce, and instead of sending people out to do things out the boat, bringing the work here to Maine, and that's what we want. Why Brewer? We looked around. I'll back up a minute. We had an opportunity. A client came to us, and we started negotiations over a year ago. Packer was very involved with that. A company president, he was involved with that. Talking to a client that is building an industrial facility, and they want to build it in a modular fashion. Basically, you take a big factory, industrial place, and you build it. I equate it to like my kids' Legos. You build it in pieces at a fabrication facility like this, and then you transport it to their site and put it together. Instead of sending thousands of workers, this is a very big project, sending thousands of workers to their remote location, we can utilize and tap into the main workforce. It right here.
So if I can help you with that, just to put it in perspective, we're talking about jobs and how many people we're talking about. We're talking about 500 jobs in the world, so it's not a modern operation. It's a serious amount of work that we're trying to do.
So as we were looking for places to do this, we looked at various places and we said, all right, what do we need? First of all, we need that workforce. And Parker mentioned, we hope to peak out at around 500 people. So you need a population base that you can tap into, not something way out in the boonies that they're all going to have to travel. You need a population base, and the Bangor Brewer area has that. You need an infrastructure. These people need to be able to get to work. So you need roads, you need to get your materials, your equipment, so forth there. So you've got I-95, and you've got a pretty good road system, and Bangor Brewer has that. Airport, one of the biggest airstrips in the northeast is there, so the people and materials and so forth coming in by air. And we have rail available, although we're not going to utilize it initially here. It is available, very handy. And finally, and very importantly, is you've got water transport. And this is a site that goes back a long time. There's the history of the site back in the 1700s being used as a lumber operation, and then in more recent years as a paper mill. But they always utilized the river as a means of transporting their materials in and out. And I like to think of it as history repeating itself, and we're going right back to using those same means and methods. Like Parker mentioned, we're hoping to create about 500 new jobs, and these are going to be good paying jobs with benefits. It's a clean operation. When I say clean, it's an assembly line. We're not doing it. It's not a chemical base. There's not a lot of those kind of processes. It's a big erector set. We're going to bring the pieces in, hold them together, weld them up, and send them back out. So compared to some of the traditional uses, it's a very clean business. And we're going to use this site that has been historically, for the last 4 years, been sitting, 3 years, I guess 3.5 years, been sitting idle. It's been an industrial site, and the people of Brewer and the area up there said it was a great chance to put it back into production again. Instead of taking a brand new site, cutting the trees, doing that kind of stuff, and trying to develop it from the ground up, but taking a site that's already been used in that traditionally and putting it back into production. What we've got to do is an existing paper mill there now. We've got to go in and develop the site. We've got to demolish a good part of the old mill, tear that down. We're going to put all new underground utilities in, and we've got to just develop the site, do the site work. And part of that is right here, and I thought this was interesting. Right here we're going to put in the bulkhead, and like I said, Parker's going to get more into that. But if you look at an old photo, an old drawing from back 1917, it's in the exact location of where they had a pier here back at that time, dating back into the late 1800s. And you can still see some of the remnants down there of the old timber cribbing. We're going to put it right on top of it. So they were using that at the time to bring boats in back 100 more years ago. So that's our plan, is to put that right here. And we're going to dredge about a 100-foot strip out into the main channel. So the only other thing I want to touch on is where we are. I mentioned that we started back a year ago negotiating with a client, and then it really started gaining momentum this spring, and sometime in early May, we assembled a team. Some of those team members are here to help us get it engineered and designed. We had to gather input from numerous people. We talked to I call them the fish folks, the land salmon and the smallmouth sturgeon, and numerous archaeologists, and a number of people, and kind of built our plan around what everybody's needs and wants were, so that we could come up with a successful project.
And the plan we have right here, Tom, right now, is not the plan we started with. It's been modified a great deal by a lot of different constituents along the way.
So we submitted our permits to Army Corps of Engineers and the Maine DEP in early July, I believe, and we have continued to work with them, answering their questions, continuing to tweak it and change it as we learn more, and continue on that process, and we're in hopes that we can kind of put this all together and get our permits here in the near future, very near future, and start construction hopefully sometime in October. And I've been given the responsibility to have this up and ready to go so we can start building these modules in early April. It's a tall order, and I'm a little bit nervous about it, to be honest with you, but I think we can do it. We've got a plan, and we've got some momentum. So with that, I'll let Parker get more into the details of the dredging.
I'm not there.